Greetings, dear friends. It is April 13th, 2024, and you are listening to Birth of a New Earth Radio. My name is Janice Barcello, and I'm going to be talking to you today about a number of things, some interesting things that I wanted to share about today. I would like to start by mentioning the eclipse of April 8th, and acknowledging that it appears that nothing happened that day. And that's how I've been feeling, you know, for the past few days, that really nothing's happening, although I'm still really on edge, wondering when the ball is going to drop and everything is going to take place that they sort of prepped us for as part of their ritual. You know, they do tell us ahead of time what they're planning on doing, although in this case, it looks like they gave us the wrong timing, or maybe they didn't. So that's the question, and I'm going to share some stuff with you today that will perhaps bring up even more questions for you as well. I'm hoping everybody can see my screen. I'm going to go full screen. So, an interesting thing about the April 8th eclipse is that even though it appears we're okay and the Earth is okay, I did mention that CERN was going to be started up that day. And I talked to you about what CERN's plans are. It's actually scientific technology, alien technology that is designed to blow up the Earth. Interestingly enough, Peter Higgs, who is a complete insane mad scientist who conceptualized what's called the Higgs boson particle, what they call the God particle. Well, guess who croaked the day of the eclipse? Perhaps this is God's way of saying, all right, enough. You're not going to succeed, and it's time for your kind to leave this world permanently. So this disgusting creature is gone. We're all blessed that he's no longer on the earth. I'll share a little bit more about him. You know, here's an article talking about the fact that he croaked, and here's his particle accelerator called the Large Hadron Collider standing behind him. You know, he presents himself as if he's some type of god, and you can see that this is a portal, okay, that they have built something to create a portal to open up dimensions for satanic beings to come and arrive into this earth, and in particular, the Jewish Messiah. Lucifer himself is the one, I guess, that they want to bring forth. So there it is, that creature called Peter Higgs. They call him a physicist, and we'll talk about that joke in just a few minutes. And here he is with Queen Lizard Breath. She's the queen of the Anunnaki, who has also croaked. Several of them actually have croaked. Rothschild croaked this past year. I think many of them are croaking because the earth is no longer a vibrational match for them and they can't exist here. So they're going to be departing in mass, I hope, very soon. But what I learned is that this creature actually rejected being knighted some years ago. I don't know why he rejected it. You know, it's supposed to be an honor to become one with this group of entities. But somehow he rejected that, although he never rejected his insane attempts to locate this God particle that they now name after him called Higgs boson. With respect to this creature, I want you to notice the nose. This is one of the telltale signs that we are dealing with a Jew. Even though his name would not indicate that that's what he is, everything about his quote unquote work, about his mind, about the fact that he's an atheist, everything about him and his behavior indicates he's a Jew. His nose is a primary indicator. So let me see if I could move this. The Jewish nose is often shaped like this one in the middle. Okay, it's shaped like an upside down six. It's hard to see from these pictures, really. But there was a book written here. Here's a perfect noses to demonstrate. Okay, this is a Jewish nose, and it does look like a six. You see how it points downward. A lot of the Jews have nose jobs in order to cover up the fact that they are Jews. And interestingly enough, when I was a teenager, I had a lot of Jewish friends. I grew up on Long Island. Everybody was having nose jobs, and I too ended up feeling that my nose was inadequate. I had a lot of cartilage at the base of my nose that I wanted removed, which I did get removed, and that has screwed up my nose for the rest of my life. It's not been right since. But in any event, I didn't have the telltale, of course, bump that most Jews have that requires the breaking of the bone when they have a nose job and the shaving down of the nose, but this guy obviously had that, and she still got her nose. And just notice how Mediterranean they look. This is the real Semitic energy, the brown skin. In this book, which most people don't have access to, called The Poisonous Mushroom by Julius Streicher, who was actually executed during the ridiculous Nuremberg trials, which were a total show. He was executed during those trials, though he was never participating in World War II. He was just publishing information about the Jews. And this is a picture that came out of that book where the teacher is teaching the class how to identify a Jew. And there is the diagram of the six demonstrating the nose. And the lesson underneath the picture said the Jew nose is bent at the end. It looks like the figure six. So keep that in your thoughts as you're going through your life. If you need to identify someone, this is one way to identify a Jew. You know, Stryker was a very powerful brother, very outspoken brother, and you know it. He lost his life because of it, but he did say without solving the Jewish question, there's no salvation for mankind. And he's right. He also said, he who fights the Jews battles the devil, which is what we're dealing with. Many people don't want to address the spiritual reality of what we're dealing with. But without understanding that, we can't win, you know, we can't win a battle if we don't understand the true nature of our enemy. This is a satanic race. They are a satanic bloodline. I don't know if any of them can be redeemed. Some of them maybe can be redeemed. I'm not sure what's going to be involved, but the whole race is a threat as things stand right now. So coming back to the Higgs boson, whatever they call it, particle, the God particle, I wanted to just read you a couple of excerpts from my ultrasound book on this topic so that you can better understand what is involved in this God particle. So I wrote some years ago, 2018, this book was published called The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound. The creatures working at CERN have been strangely attached to proving the existence of a so-called God particle, which is sometimes referred to as tachyon and other times referred to as Higgs boson. This elusive particle, now listen closely, friends, is said to have the ability to unstick matter, leaving everything free from the influence of the universe. This particle is said to have the potential to destroy the Earth, or as the dark forces like to describe it, to free this dimension from the stickiness of divine order. So they want to somehow eliminate the God particle from the Earth so that Lucifer can take it over and rule over the Earth. Of course, they use a variety of devices in their attempts to blow holes in the time-space continuum and thereby blowing up the Earth. And there's an article that I quote here entitled, "Physicists are creating lasers powerful enough to rip holes in the fabric of reality." So just so you understand, this is what they're really up to. My ultrasound book also contains the following information, which people ought to know. And it says, those responsible for bringing this so-called physics, okay, what we call nuclear and atomic science, to our world are part of the fallen angel crowd. So now I'm quoting other people inside of my ultrasound book. L. Ron Hubbard, Charles Manson, Jack Parsons, Ed Teller, they are all linked either directly or indirectly with Robert Oppenheimer, the Manhattan Project, Bohemian Grove, the Kabbalah, and Albert Einstein. And the core shared interest amongst all of these demonic, quote-unquote, men was Hermetic mysticism in ancient Hebrew books, which describe matter being assembled from small particles. It is these particles that they seek to blow up so that they can destroy this creation. Theoretical physics, this is very important, actually originates in Kabbalah and in alchemy. Kabbalah is what they call Jewish mysticism. Actually, it's Jewish demonism. From evolution to the Hadron Collider, we're being sold occult mysticism as modern science. We're being sold satanic filth that they are calling science, and those who don't see it, for example, the white nationalists in our world, some of them, you know, who worship science, have no idea how much they're participating in the satanic agenda of the Jews, how stupid. And this includes William Pierce, who worked for this crowd. Has humanity effectively been duped into building the machines that will serve as the key to freeing a horde of entities from a dimensional prison? So, are there demonic energies that were imprisoned by the Creator, by creation, that have been unleashed through the creation of this wireless grid on Earth? You better believe it. and by the creation of all of their technologies that we have embraced so readily, welcomed them into our homes and into our lives and even into the wombs of our babies. And of course, the Hadron Collider, this quote-unquote particle accelerator, which is an atom-smashing machine, is a fundamental part of their so-called physics, of their science, which is Satanism. That is what it is, and it is what science really has always been, a way to remove God, to remove the spirit, to remove the truth of what animates this earth, what animates those of us who emanate from the good, which is God, okay? The God energy of love. Now, just giving you a brief insight, if you go to my ultrasound book, The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound, which you can only find on my website because, of course, it's been banned by Amazon and by other Jewish interests. So you have to go to my website at birthofanewearth.com to purchase this book, which I highly recommend people do. In the book, I talk about Einstein and Parsons and Oppenheimer and these really, really evil, evil creatures who were part of the atomic weapons creation, which includes the wireless grid and ultrasound. It's all connected. Okay, so giving you an idea of what type of person this creature was, Einstein was a wife beater, a plagiarist. He was a fraud. He was a eugenicist. He was a Marxist. He was a communist. Okay, he was demonic from start to finish. And all of what's called his, you know, brilliant research findings were stolen from other people. The guy was retarded. He had actually no intelligence whatsoever. And he treated his wife and also his children extremely poorly. So understanding, friends, that they are using CERN to open up a portal so that their Antichrist can come through onto the earth. That's one of the purposes. We're talking about a horde of entities that they want to bring forth through their CERN technology. And there's a video on Rumble called Jews Are Using CERN, Blood Sacrifice, and the Eclipse to usher in their Antichrist. I'll say Messiah because I don't know how to pronounce the Jewish word Mosash or whatever the pronunciation of that demonic word is. That's really what it's for. So I know many people think nothing happened on April 8th, and actually I was breathing a sigh of relief as well, although I'm still walking on eggshells, waiting to see what's going to happen this month, okay? There's a gentleman named Tony Pantelaresco who has a Substack, and I'm going to give you some of the things that he has shared about what's happened through the April 8th rituals that these dark forces engaged in. So Tony says, ooh, what a resonance show. Imagine the beam charging through the sky, which is what he called the eclipse, a beam. And then you have satellites all lined up in a trajectory, which we were told were planets. Tony is saying they're satellites lined up to emit a frequency in an omnidirection, okay, everywhere, all at once. And then suddenly, we're seeing 87-foot tsunamis in the Atlantic that were expanding in size. And this looks like a portal that's moving northward. So I went to the video that he was speaking about For those who are only listening to this, you're just going to have to listen, but there is a video and I'm going to play the video for those who are watching on video. And if you want to see the video of this talk, I suggest you go to my Substack, janicebarcelo.substack.com, because that's where this whole thing will be posted once I finish recording it. So let's watch this video, folks. I think it's pretty short. And we're going to get right to the point here at about 30 seconds in. Let's see.
I'm trying to document this very weird anomaly taking place on Ventoux Sky. I don't know what this blob is here, but it's coming from what looks like Antarctica. If we backtrack a little bit, you're going to see it disappear and reappear on the screen. So we move into Monday the 8th, which was obviously 3 days ago. Watch as we move into Tuesday, this mass pops up with waves of 83.7 feet in height. What in God's name is this thing moving out of Antarctica, as you can see, and then it moves up the coast of Africa into the Atlantic Ocean. Watch this as we move into Wednesday the 10th, Thursday the 11th, which is today. This is going on right now. I don't know if these waves are actually hitting the coast or if this is some sort of glitch in the system, but I've never seen anything like this. This giant blob is showing 83.7 foot waves. This does not seem to be any sort of storm system. Let me zoom back out here. Let's move forward and see where this thing is projected to go. Watch this. Here's Friday the 12th tomorrow, moving more up the African coast. Here is Saturday the 13th. We can see it start to wrap around the northern western coast of Africa up into the Atlantic. Here is Sunday the 14th. Monday the 15th, we are in the Atlantic Ocean with waves of 62.1, 63 feet. This is just incredible. Here is Tuesday the 16th. And look, the entire thing is now in the Atlantic Ocean with averages of about 40 feet. There's 44, 33, 34.3. This is just very weird. What are we looking at here? Here's Wednesday the 17th, the last available data for this. And now we see the entire Atlantic Ocean, which, as we've discussed, is already months ahead of time as far as temperatures. And we're looking at this very odd anomaly coming out of Antarctica. Now, watch, I'm going to backtrack. I'll show you where this thing begins. We'll go all the way back to Monday the 8th. This is where the anomaly begins. And sometimes it glitches out. It's very weird. Here's Tuesday the 9th. And there it is, pops right up. It's almost like this thing shot out of Antarctica and up towards the African coast. And as we backtrack in hours, we go to 5 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and that's where it pops up between 5 and 8 p.m. This thing does not exist, and then it does exist on Tuesday the 9th at 8 p.m. After that, it just slowly moves up into the African coast. Here is the 10th once again, Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th, Monday the 15th, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, this thing bleeds all the way into the Atlantic Ocean. My friends, what are we looking at here? I'll dig into this some more and bring you whatever information I come across. Check out X for more updates.
Okay, so you get the picture that something weird is happening, some big, huge blob creating major waves in the Atlantic Ocean, scheduled to arrive along the east coast of the United States sometime around April 17th. I don't know if this will come to anything, friends, but of course, and I don't want to create fear. I really don't. I want people to just be aware and to try to be prepared as best as you can for, something like this happening. We don't know, we don't know what they're up to exactly. But I do think something's up, Let me see if I can go on to the next slide. Okay, coming back to Tony P's Substack. He also says regarding the eclipse, you have people who were in the line of trajectory and now are facing radiation burns. He believes it's from the transceiving of the satellites and the colliders. And what about the fallout from the missiles that were supposed to hit the moon? Those are the three NASA missiles that they were shooting into the shadow of the eclipse. So he's claiming that there was a fallout from them. So he thinks the satellites are projecting the radiation onto the Earth, and perhaps they are. Keep in mind that the satellites communicate with the solar panels, and I'd be more concerned about what the solar panels are emitting since they're much closer to the Earth. And I also know that They're using people's phones. They're locking onto people's phones with the cell towers and can send signals to the phones to irradiate people. This is what they did in Australia, and I'll show you those slides in just a minute. Tony also says they're now talking about something, some sickness, which is clearly radiation sickness, that they're calling eclipse sickness. And we're being told that emergency rooms are now on standby for people who show up with eclipse sickness. Of course, eclipses have never caused sickness before. It's not an eclipse that's causing this. It's radiation that's causing this. He says, you have people who are in the line of trajectory, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I read this. I mentioned also that Australians were hit with sonic and microwave weaponry during a protest in Canberra. This was in 2022. There's lots of people protesting in Australia about the jab mandates and all of this, all the rest of this stuff. I'm not going to read my entire commentary on this, except to say it's important to understand that these technologies cause strokes, blood clots, heart attacks, brain damage, organ damage, nerve damage, cancers of all kinds, and much more that people are carrying around in their pockets, holding against their pregnant bellies. Really big mistake. And these are some of the people that were burned in Canberra. This is not sunburns, my friend. These are radiation burns. And these people have suffered extreme radiation exposure. And the way that this was done was by the cell towers connecting to their cell phones. And also they had LRAD devices at this protest. So they're combining sound frequencies, light frequencies, with it's all being combined together to create what you're seeing here. This is severe, what people experienced after attending this protest. And here's an article. And interestingly enough, it was came out on April 8th, was updated on April 9th, 2024. How did they get the information so fast that Americans are suffering from eclipse sickness? And eclipse sickness includes insomnia, headaches, changes to women's periods, fatigue, bizarre physical and mental alignments leading up to and during Monday's solar eclipse. Everything mentioned in this article is a symptom of radiation sickness. Those who are watching on video can see this chart. This came from a website called microwavedvets.com. The chart itself didn't come from there, but they had a questionnaire on that website, upon which they were asking the veterans if they had suffered from any of these. There's like, you know, three dozen symptoms here of exposure to microwave radiation. Of course, the symptoms include insomnia, headaches, everything that they mentioned, chronic fatigue, tinnitus. Everything that they mentioned in the article is microwave illness. It is radiation sickness. And most of the diagnoses coming through the medical establishment today are actually connected to radiation sickness. Although the medical establishment will never tell you this because it is controlled by Jews and because it is responsible for contributing to all of the radiation sickness. Their vaccinations are injecting people with technology, microwave technology. Their medicines now contain graphene, all of their prescription drugs. So they are part of what's causing all of this illness. And this has been going on for decades. And we go to them for help, which is the most, pretty much the most preposterous thing we could do under in most circumstances. Sometimes you got to go, but it's never a good idea. We're also seeing, in addition to people becoming sick with eclipse sickness. You gotta laugh at the shit that they make up. In the same article, they're talking about crazed pets. It's not just humans who appear to be affected, but pets are also showing abnormal behaviors. And here's the lie: dogs can respond to eclipses with signs of anxiety like pacing, scratching, and howling, similar to how they react to a thunderstorm or firework display. Okay, so let's call this total nonsense that it has something to do with being exposed to an eclipse. And let's understand that dogs, especially cats as well, have a heightened sense of hearing and a heightened sense of demonic presence. So when they're exposed to things like fireworks, which absolutely wreak havoc to the natural world and should be banned all over the world because it's just ridiculous to create that much terror in living things, and we think it's fun. All right, but the dogs are obviously hearing something and feeling something that mankind completely overlooks, even if they're hearing the frequencies. They're gonna believe the medical establishment that it's tinnitus and ignore the fact that their devices and their smart meters and their towers and all of this is what's causing the problems with their hearing. See, dogs don't live in denial. They're going to respond appropriately to what they're being exposed to. They're going to be experiencing anxiety, pacing, scratching, howling, because they are being hurt and because they are scared by what they're being hit with, as any normal living thing should be. Only mankind refuses to respond appropriately to this. Regarding the sound, I'm going to read you another excerpt from my ultrasound book, which you can find on my website at birthofanewearth.com, during which I state that early ultrasound researchers like billionaire Alfred Lee Loomis, who was also a disgusting human being, and Robert Wood, they rubbed noses with so-called nuclear physicists who are actually Kabbalistic sorcerers, such as Albert Einstein and Niels Bohr. All of these psychopaths were cut from the same cloth, and hence they all worked together on the Manhattan Project. Lab-created ultrasound, which I want to separate from natural ultrasound, such as that which comes from dolphins and whales and bats. Okay, natural ultrasound can actually be very healing and beneficial, but lab-created frequencies are diametrically opposed to natural frequencies. They are the antithesis of God's frequencies. They are anti-God frequencies. So lab-created ultrasound was a fundamental part of their magical workings. These people were sorcerers, Kabbalistic sorcerers involved in extremely dark black magic. And this technology was spawned as a result of the Kabbalistic teaching that claims the whole universe is founded upon sound. And now I'm quoting other people, what these next two paragraphs. The basis of all nuclear physics can be found in the Kabbalah, which puts forth the idea that all matter is made from small invisible particles that they call atoms, and that these particles can be manipulated through sound. Therefore, ultrasound, this is me talking now, not the quote. Ultrasound, infrasound, lab created. These are fundamental components to their black magic and to their attempts to destroy us and this earth. All wireless devices are emitting ultrasound. All of your apps on your phone are driven by ultrasound. The devices you use in your house to get rid of pets are ultrasonic. All right, your essential oil diffusers, how stupid people can be. Many of them are ultrasonic. So you bring this stuff into your house. You think it's great. Hey, we got ultrasound all over the house, all over our property to keep the deer away. Freaking brilliant, people. Really good idea. So that you too can contribute to the destruction of the earth. Whatever you do, don't bother researching this. Don't bother reading my book. Okay, just ignore it and keep doing what you're doing. I mean, that's one possible choice. Or get yourself educated. Read my book. Take the time. It took me 5 years to put that information together. Give me the benefit of at least reading the book if you're here listening to me every week. Support me by buying the book, which you can find on my website at birthofanewearth.com. Support the universe by using your mind to understand these things and making proper choices. Here's another quote. Physical matter is founded upon sound. Sound is the fifth dimension that gives rise to and can thus destroy four-dimensional space-time beneath it. This is not me talking, this is them. Some 20th century scientists have become aware of the power, excuse me, of oscillating sounds. And can manipulate them in amazing manners. What do you think these wind towers are for? These wind towers emit infrasound. They are being used to disrupt the natural frequencies from our Creator and to create oscillating sounds that will kill everything in the area. Or drive them insane. There are animals going insane who live in areas where there are wind towers. That's what this technology is about. But bottom line is, it can destroy the space-time dimensions below where they're saying it comes from. I don't know if any of that's real about space-time dimensions. I really don't know. But I do know their plan is to destroy, and that these technologies are a fundamental part of it. Continuing on with another excerpt from my book, this is me talking now. Their fascination with lab-created ultrasound and infrasound stems from their belief that they can use this energy to destroy our world and turn it into a Luciferian prison, and or turn it into a Luciferian prison within which Lucifer, and not our loving creator, will control the earth and everything that exists here. Significantly, according to high-ranking Freemason and Luciferian Manly P. Hall, the radiation symbol itself is designed to represent the Luciferian conquest of our world. That's what it means. That's what that symbol represents, the Luciferian conquest of our world. These are quotes from other people that I put in my book in order to drive the point home. To these evil, insane, Kabbalistic Jewish psychopaths, the bomb represents their God. Indeed it does. This is the deity whom the prophet Daniel in the Holy Scriptures, scriptures being a script that they're planning to play out on the earth, this is the deity whom the prophet Daniel in the Holy Scriptures identifies as the God of forces. To his obedient disciples, the God of forces bequeaths his divine Luciferian current. That's what's coming through your phones. Are you all so happy to be receiving the Luciferian current into your homes and into your bodies 24/7? By using this supernatural energy current, the Masonic potentates of the Jewish-led Illuminati believe they will destroy their enemies and establish the final kingdom on planet Earth. Let me interject here by saying, these frequencies, this radiation, is like kryptonite is to Superman. It is designed to weaken and ultimately incapacitate you. Continuing with the quote, that kingdom, the Luciferian final kingdom on planet Earth, will be a Jewish utopia, overseen by a Jewish Messiah, a divine new king of Israel. That's the script. That's the scriptures. That's your revelations, friend. That's where they're taking us. And all of you with the Bibles, you know, are helping to bring it into form because you believe this is God's plan. You believe this is the real Creator's plan. And you visualize it and you talk about it and, you know, you support this happening without understanding what you're doing. Here's another quote. Those who would enslave you have utilized the dark, extraterrestrial, negative technologies, which is exactly what they are, combining a dirty electromagnetic frequency signal, actually many frequency signals, with a weaponized sound harmonic and a mutated chemical distorted pathogenic cocktail. That's what's coming in through the jabs and the drugs and the chemtrails, in order to prevent human DNA from receiving light, the light of our source, of a loving, benevolent creator, and thus from receiving information from our source and memory of our true origins and of what's really happened on this earth, what the Jews have caused over several millennia since their creation in the Anunnaki genetic laboratory called the Garden of Eden. my book, of which I'm showing an image right now, called The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound, is essential reading to understand everything that I've just covered and much more. Why are they having so much success in bringing so much evil to our world? Because interestingly enough, even when we're pregnant, as this image on the cover of my book clearly shows, we are lining up to allow the babies to be exposed to these sound, acoustic, and electromagnetic frequencies and radiation that are designed to bring the children into alignment with the Luciferian world. You know, these psychopaths, I'm going to stop the share right now. These psychopaths actually did ceremonies in which, for example, Jack Parsons impregnated his satanic witch girlfriend for the express purpose of killing the baby in the womb and creating what's called a homunculus or a golem type baby. So they murdered their baby and then they exposed the baby repeatedly to radiation, lab created radiation, in order to turn that child basically into a golem. A golem is a Jewish idea of creating an entity, fashioning them through their, you know, wicked alien technologies that will do the bidding of their bloodline and of their overlords, who are the Anunnaki and Lucifer himself. So exposing the babies to this Luciferian energy, lab created radiation and lab created sounds, acoustic radiation, is actually so the babies will become Luciferian assets. And the children can no longer be in the image of the Creator, none of them that are being exposed to this technology. They're all being interfered with. Now, I know there are some people, one of my students is really strong on this idea that we can override this, you know, that we have dominion, a biblical concept, that we have dominion over all of this. And maybe at some level, when we reach a certain level of consciousness, their technology can no longer influence us and our children. But I don't think we're there right now, friends. And I think when we do reach that level of consciousness, we are not going to expose ourselves and our children to this energy. We will have much more awareness of what it is that we're doing when we use cell phones around our children or hold these phones up to our bellies when we're pregnant, or any go to the medical establishment to get ultrasound scans during pregnancy. The insanity of this is only because we're at an extremely low level of consciousness and under various forms of mind control and very, very easily addicted. We become so easily addicted to this weaponry that we have to sort of jump through a lot of mental hoops, mental gymnastics going on to, you know, to make ourselves believe that this is okay, that what we're doing is actually okay, and that we have the power to override this. Keep in mind that I understand this level of thinking because I did this years ago, right? I was quite certain that I was more powerful and that the radiation would not affect me. But boy, did I get a serious wake-up call. Okay, unquestionably, I was hit, and it could have been a direct attack on their part, or it might have been just what I was doing to myself with what was going on in my house at that time, with radiation-emitting technologies everywhere, including a smart meter and including a solar system that had a Wi-Fi router running it, and the inverter, and another Wi-Fi router running our computers and cordless phones and cell phones and iPads, and I mean, all the stuff that people have in their house. I did have it. And I even had shungite and organite that I was told would also protect me. I had it all around the house, outside in the yard. I was like, I was protected. And by God, I was protected. I really believe that. I don't believe it anymore. I don't believe it anymore. And I really feel that when you invite this into your life, when you willingly, willfully, even after you know the harm it's causing, embrace this, it can cause very severe consequences. We can't, straddle the fence on this. People think, Janice is so extreme. And I am. I acknowledge that I'm extreme, that I won't allow any of this in my home, and that I choose a home in the middle of nowhere in this not, very comforting place where people are using their dogs to kill other things. Okay, it really hurts me what's going on around here. But I choose this place to protect myself from the radiation, to keep myself away from it. I will demonstrate. I have this, what's called an EMF meter that measures radio frequencies and microwaves, right? To show you what's coming into the house. And once it turns itself on, do you see that number? 0.1, 0.2 at the top and in the middle. Zero. And the level at which biological problems begin to happen is the 0.1, 0.01, actually. So zero, even at this low level, is actually doing something to my biology. But it's going to be a rare home that actually has this level in it. Most people are walking around with that number around 500,000, 1 million. If you're living close to cell towers, if you've got a Wi-Fi router and you put this near the Wi-Fi router, you're going to see it goes right up into the extreme. Red flashing light. I don't have that in the house. I can't even demonstrate what that looks like to you because I have nothing in this house that would allow that to be a possibility. So I'm extreme. I won't let it in my house. I'm very not social. I don't go to events anymore. It's been a number of years since I will attend an event with a lot of people because everybody's got phones. There'll be Wi-Fi. I go into stores only for the purpose of getting what I need and getting the hell out of there. as quickly as possible. I would never go to a protest at this point. My plan to attend an event that's coming up here in Tennessee very shortly to learn how to build straw bale, rammed earth, natural homes. I don't know if I'll get through the workshop because people will have phones. Maybe these people will be awake enough to accommodate me and my friend who's been staying with me the past couple of days, to accommodate us by turning off their phones. But chances are most people are so addicted to their phones, they won't do it. Even imagining turning it off for a day, for a few hours per day, is unthinkable. And they don't care who they hurt. They don't care that they're hurting people or living things. So how can we expect life to be good in a world where people are behaving this way? We've got to see what we're doing, friends, and we've got to understand what we're up against and make better choices. This is a critical time on the earth. So also doing these podcasts is new for me because I'm used to having people call in and chat with me and ask questions and contribute to the conversation. So I don't, you know, necessarily like the idea of talking at you. I prefer a conversation. But that's not the way it's working out at the moment for whatever reason. Please forgive me for talking at you, but it's what has made itself available at this time, and I don't have any other means to communicate with you. I hope you can receive what I'm sharing with you, knowing that it is coming from my heart, and it is because I care. I care about people, and I care about animals and birds and insects and trees and plants and all living things. I care about this earth, and I love God above all. And all this information I bring you is because of my love for God and this earth and all that is pure and good. So please take this from where it comes. We're almost at the end, and I want to wish you all well-being. I hope you can hear me. Please make changes. And I'll be back again in a week with whatever information comes up over the next couple of days. So take care, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.